Hey, Mama. So if you've been listening to this podcast for some time, then you know how much I love email marketing. And one question I have gotten often is, how do I actually get started with emailing my list? So that's what we are going to be talking about today. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama. Are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. Okay, so before we get started with how to start emailing your list, let's break down the difference between, you know, a standard email broadcast and a newsletter. So I do both in my email marketing. Tuesdays, I send out basically my standard email broadcast, and then Thursdays, I send out my weekly newsletter. And so a standard email typically focuses on like a specific topic, like one main topic. And, you know, you may include a GIF, you know, if that's what you're into. You may have some links like referring to a specific offer or a specific action you want your subscribers to take on that email. But those, like, you probably won't have as many links as you would in like a newsletter. A newsletter is usually longer. It has more design elements, and it's typically thought of as like, you know, an update. So like updating your email community on what's happening in your business and other things. So to give you an example, my newsletter looks like, you know, sharing the latest podcast episodes, highlighting any events or resources that are relevant to, you know, my audience. So like I have my Mompreneur Resource Corner, and then sharing any major announcements. So again, it's like typically longer, it's like broken into different sections. And so it has more of kind of like that, I guess you can kind of say like that newspaper feel, like the look and feel of it and everything like that. So I just wanted to, you know, distinguish the two before we get into emailing your list. So when it comes to emailing your list, and more so like creating engaging email content, because I feel like that's kind of like what holds a lot of people up. It's like, you know, what do I actually say to my list? How do I make this engaging? Like, are they even going to be interested in reading my emails? These are all different things that come up, and they come up for my clients too when they get started with email marketing. So one thing I will say, like when it comes to, you know, what do you say in your email? One question that may come up is like, do I need to sound professional? And this actually came up for one of my clients, one of my Life and Seasons coaching clients. And so this client, she was like, you know, she has like an academic background and all of these things. And she's like, you know, do I need to sound professional in my emails? You know, that's kind of like what's holding me up. You know, I want to make sure that I'm using, you know, the right language and different things like that. And so what I want to say to you is that when it comes to emailing your list, you want to think of email marketing as like a love letter to your subscribers, or like, you know, when we were in elementary school and we used to pass notes to our friends or whatnot. And that's essentially what it is. It's building that relationship. So your subscribers, they're giving you the permission to show up in their inbox. And so you really want to think about, what do they need to read this week? What is going to resonate with them? What is something that's going to light them up? You know, so think of it more of in terms of a relationship versus whether or not you need to sound professional. And so when we think about those close relationships, right, we're not focused on using correct terminology and different things like that, like trying to sound super professional. We're more relaxed. We're more chill and different things like that. And so you want to make sure your emails are infusing your personality into it, because this is a way for your subscribers to get to know you one-on-one, you know, really get to know who you are, what it's like to, you know, be in your world, what it's like to talk to you and different things like that. So you want to make sure that you're presenting that in your email content. Another thing when it comes to like what you should say is really think about storytelling. Now, I'm going to link my client April Lokar's podcast, Her Spoken Image, because she has so many episodes on storytelling and they're gold. Like, I literally, every time I edit her episodes, I'm taking notes like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, because her podcast is straight gold, like so many gems. But infusing storytelling in your email content. Now, April breaks this down better than me, but when it comes to storytelling, you're not telling the whole story. We're not doing that, because then you're going to lose your audience. But one strategy that I have found that works really well is dropping people in the middle of a story. And it's like a shocking point where it's like, wait, I need to know what else would happen. So you can do that in your email content. You know, it's writing. And so you have a little bit more freedom. Like, this is longer content. It's not like, you know, a short caption for social media, different things like that. And not to say that you need to be writing essays to your subscribers either, but sharing a story that is going to be relevant to them, that they're going to resonate with, that's going to speak to them, you know, where they're currently at in life or business. And you can tie it into your niche, tie it into like how you actually support your clients and different things like that. So storytelling will be your best friend in email marketing. And then again, like I've already stated, but creating content that resonates with your subscribers. If you're not sure what that is, that's where you need to do some market research. I believe I did an episode on market research. I'm sure I did. I will link it below once I find it. But you really want to make sure that you're creating content for your subscribers. What's going to speak to them? What's going to speak to the heart of them? What is something that where they're looking forward to reading your emails, you know, looking forward to you popping up in their inbox? Like, that's what you want. You want it to be where they're on the lookout for your email, because they know, okay, today is the day so-and-so's email's coming in. I need to keep an eye out for that. That's what you want. You want to build that, but it goes back to creating content that matters to them, that speaks to them, that's relevant to them. Okay. Now that we have a clear idea on what to actually say in our emails, the next thing is that you have to train your audience to click the buttons and respond to your emails. And I know training sounds like, you know, like, why are you saying training? But essentially you do, right? You have to train them to take action. And so part of creating engaging email content is getting your community to take action on your email, whether that's clicking a link or getting them to reply to your emails. So when it comes to getting them to click the links, every email, you need to have a link that they can click, whether that's directing them to listen to a podcast episode, read a blog, check out one of your social media posts. But you have to put links consistently in your emails, so that way they will start clicking the links. And you can do it in different ways. So you can, you know, hyperlink the text. You can also have buttons. And I recommend doing a mix of both, because some people will click the, you know, hyperlink text. Other people will click the buttons, but giving them the options, you know. And what I like to do for my buttons, I like to use my brand colors. So I like to use like that brighter blue. So that way it's like right there in their face. But you can play around with different things, like as far as like the design and everything. But you want to make sure you have those links throughout the email. So like, not just putting one link, but like maybe you have a link, you know, towards the top of the email and then again at the bottom. So just giving them those opportunities to start clicking links. And then as far as getting them to reply to your emails, ask open-ended questions, you know, and let them know that you want to hear from them and that you are going to respond. And if you say you are going to respond, make sure you respond. I have had this happen to me a few times where I was part of like, I know it was like a welcome sequence, but I responded and I never got a response. Or, you know, I responded to someone's email because I was generally interested in their offer, but I had a follow-up question just to make sure this offer was right for me. They never responded. So you don't want to be that person, because if you don't respond, then your subscribers are going to stop replying to your email. So make sure you respond when they reply. Okay, that's the biggest thing there if you want to create an engaging email community. So for me, when you guys hit reply to my emails, I respond back. I do not ignore anyone's email. I respond to every single one because you're part of my community. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. Like, why? Like, why be part of my community if I'm not going to talk back to you, right? So you want to make sure you're responding to people's emails. Okay. The next question that comes up when, you know, getting started with emailing your list is how often to send an email. Now, there's debate on this. There are people who are all for, you know, emailing their subscribers every day. There are people who are like, oh, I'm only going to do it once a month or every other month. First thing I want to say is that you have to overcome the fear of like bothering your subscribers by emailing them. And I say this because if you are paying for your email service provider and people are on your email list, you're paying for them to be on your email list. So if I'm paying for you to be a part of this community, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to send you emails. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. Like, I have buttons there for you to unsubscribe if you don't want to be a part of this email community. And there's no hard feelings. Like, it's totally okay, but I'm not going to be paying for you to be part of my community and then you're getting mad because I'm emailing you. Like, so you have to, you know, shift your mindset around that. You're not bothering your subscribers. The people who want to be there, they are going to stay on your email list no matter how often you email them. You know, I've gone through launch sequences and I've had people where they have the option to opt out of that launch sequence, but they're like, you know what, I'm still going to read your emails. I'm not going to invest right now, but I still want to read your emails. And they didn't unsubscribe. Like, they weren't bothered by it. So the people who are for you, the people who are supposed to be part of your community, they're not going to care that you are emailing them. Now, when it comes to, you know, deciding how often to send, y'all already know, I'm going to say first, look at your capacity. What do you, you know, have the capacity for right now? What can you realistically commit to? The next thing is look at your goals. What are you using this email list for? If you want to monetize it, meaning that you want to drive your subscribers to specific offers, you need to be emailing them at a higher frequency. I would say at least once a week. I would push it even further to twice a week because you have to stay top of mind. And so emailing them once a month or every other month is not staying top of mind. And then they're going to look at you crazy when you do put them through a launch sequence, you know, where you're emailing them every day for a week or multiple times a day, because they're like, where are you coming from? Like, do I even know you? Like, when you've only been showing up in their inbox once a month or every other month. So if you are planning to monetize this email list, which you should be, especially if you're paying for your email service provider, but if you're going to monetize it, you need to be emailing them, I would say, at least once a week. And you can work your way up to that. Maybe you start off every other week and then increase it to weekly and then increase it to twice a week. You know, you can work your way up to it, but you want to make sure that you are emailing them enough so that they know who you are, so that they get to know you. That relationship is built. That trust is earned and everything. Okay. So, like I said, you can build an engaged email community, but it does take time to do it. And part of that is actually emailing your list to build an engaged community. But the strategies I just shared, if you start implementing these from day one, you are going to see that engagement that you want. Don't overthink your email. You got to get out of your head about it. You know, not every email is going to be a hit either. Like, some emails are going to flop, and that's okay. Like, You have to learn how to do it. You have to learn your audience. And I promise you, email is a great way to learn your audience. Like, I've learned so much about my community through emailing them. But make sure you're just speaking from the heart. It really does get easier the more that you do it. And so if you haven't started emailing your list, or if maybe you haven't been emailing them consistently, I want you to sit down today and write an email to your list. Share what's on your heart. You know, maybe you've been facing a challenge that your community can relate to. Share about it. Share how you've been navigating it. Get real raw and vulnerable with them. Or maybe you have a fun story that you want to share with them and you have some pictures that you can include with it. Just send them an email, you know, be human. That's what it is at the end of the day. Just be a human and connect with your community. So sit down and write the email to your list and schedule it. I want you to schedule it. Like, just do it. Okay. Now, if you haven't started building your email list, but you listen to this episode and you're like, okay, I want to get started with you, I want you to go check out episode 77 with Kylie Kelly. She shares about all things list building. And then 99, where I share about how I was able to grow my email list from 30 to over 1,000 subscribers. So those are linked in the show notes. Go take a listen. And that way you can get started with building your email list now. All right, mama, I will catch you in the next episode. Well, mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.